You're in a lot of trouble, Stu.
Oh, go away!
Haven't you figured out a way of helping Jeffy yet? You left your secret formula laying out right in the open. Jeffy thought it was a glass of milk and drank it. It not only changed his voice, but now it's starting to affect him physically.
Well, that formula was supposed to make him the smartest person in the world.
Instead, it backfired and made him the dumbest. You should see the poor guy. Hey, Jeffy!
What is it?
Hey, Jeffy, you don't wear glasses. What are you doing?
Flip told you I've even started to look like him. I've also taken over his nervous system. My eyes are going bad, I can't hear well, and I have a strange desire to live underground.
Jeffy, believe me, I'm trying to think of a solution. I'm trying!
I've even started to lose my hair.
Jeffy, please, just go sit down and relax. Something's got to come to me sooner or later. Just go sit down and relax.
Now I even smell like gas. I think I'll go to the Shell station and fold some maps. You see? Now I've started to act like him.
You better think of something soon, Stu. The world just isn't ready for two Albernays.
Two Albernays! Two Albernays! Two Albernays!
You're in my ears!
I can't help it, Fluke, that's it!
What?
Jeffy has taken over the characteristics of Albernay, right?
Yeah, so?
Two! So where could all of Jeffy's characteristics have gone?
You mean?
Exactly! Jeffy has had his assets transferred to that basement in West Hollywood.
That's an awfully wild speculation, Stu.
Yeah, but what do we have to lose? Let's call the bald head.
Okay. Hey, Jeffy!
No, you dumb clod! I mean the real bald head.
Yes.
Maps to source homes.
Hello, party.
3111.
Fluke, even though that had the characteristics of Bernay, it sounded a hell of a lot like Jeffy.
What happened?
He told me to go to 3111.
Don't bother calling back. That was Bernay.
But it sounded like Jeffy!
Hello, party. hello, party. In the last week or so, have you noticed any changes happening to you?
Yes, I kind of have, actually. It's very strange. First of all, my voice has changed, ass breath. Then it seems that every time I eat a piece of cheese, I get a severe case of diarrhea.
What did I tell you, Fluke? He gets diarrhea every time he eats cheese. Jeffy is allergic to cheese.
What was that bastard nose?
Nothing, Jeffy. Go on.
Yes. Then last night, I was listening to Fluke Allergique and started to sing along with it. My voice was absolutely piercing. I knew that I had heard that voice somewhere before, but I could not place it.
Anything else?
Yes, my eyes have improved, my hearing's improved, and I've even started growing hair.
Really?
Yes, and all of a sudden it's really spooky living down here. It's almost like living in a basement.
But that's where you are, Bernay.
Yes, well, I still don't like it down here. Oh, yes, my nose has grown a few inches. I've been bumping into everything down here.
And you say this has happened to you in the last 9 days or so?
How many days, Aspreth?
9!
I don't understand you. I said this has happened in 9 days.
Oh, what did I tell you, Fluke? I'm sorry, Bernay.
Do you know what could be causing this regurgitation, Lips?
I haven't the slightest idea, Bernay. Goodbye.
What did you say?
I said goodbye.
That's goodbye, Aspreth.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Bernay.
I told you, Fluke, I told you! Jeffy has become Bernay, and Bernay has become Jeffy!
But that still doesn't solve our problem. We've gotta get Jeffy back to normal and Bernay back to abnormal.
Well, I gotta have more time. I'll come up with something.
Sure you will.